everything you've done these first three practices has been a tackle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to watch the draft Thursday night?
Well, I haven't really watched the draft since I've been in the NFL.
But it could impact you this year more than...
Sure, I'll see it on Twitter.
Would it be like riding a bike, though, if you move back to... You're not practicing it here, so, but if you had to, would...
Yeah, I think, you know, the way that we're learning the offense is we're not just learning it by position. We're learning as a whole, schematic as a whole. So I don't think that the mental part of it would be any different.
How different is what Mud preached compared to Stout? I mean, they're both kind of zone-blocking concepts, right?
Yeah, I think... Stout one's probably more comparable to Juan and Juan's school of thought. Yeah, I guess that's probably my best.
In what way? Can you do like vertical reps or?
Well, Stout uses like an array of sets. He uses a vertical set, a 45, a jump set. Juan kind of did the same thing depending on the protection.
Have you done enough under Chip to believe that, you know what, the changes he's making will work here, especially in the NFL with this team?
Yeah, I'm bought in. I think everybody else has too. It's up to us to make it work. So it's not, you know, it's not just on Chip. It's he puts it in the players' hands.
Do you think it was more important for you as one of the longest tenured players here to buy into this program so everyone else could sort of fall in line?
I think it's important for everybody to buy in. If all of our minds are working in the same direction, that's how we're going to accomplish something.
What's Stoutland's coaching style like? How does it differ from Howard Mudd's?
He works a little harder. He's a little louder, I think. He's intense. You can tell that, you know, he's a college coach. He's kind of in your face. He's kind of got one tone, and it's loud. But, you know, it's positive. It's not. He's not... You know, dog cussing any of us or anything like that.
Oregon did a lot of zone blocking. I mean, I know Jeff kind of asked you this earlier, but is that generally what we're going to see at this level from the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's football. We've got zone blocking. We've got some leads, some powers. You know, I guess it's all in the package. So whatever they call, we'll see the most of it. Could change from week to week.
Yeah. What do you mean by the fact that Stoutland works harder? I mean, compared to Howard?
Well, when we were an individual with Howard, mm-hmm. Howard was the, in the school of thought is where if you did the rep and you did it right, mm-hmm. then, you know, lock that in and don't do another one. Stoutland's like what Juan was, and he's going to have you rep it out so that it becomes, you don't have to think about it.
So you mean he works you guys harder? Is that, or?
Yeah, that's what I kind of meant. We work harder.
Damn, I wanted it to stay the way I thought it was.
Yeah. Of course you did.
That you said he works harder than Howard.
No.
Why do you follow up? Like fully recovered and everything. I take it by being like a full participant in practice, you're okay. But like, I mean, any lingering effects or anything like that?
No, I feel good. You know, there's always getting back out there and doing football movements. There's certain things that feel a little different, but it's just kind of, you know, like we've been saying all the interviews, like breaking in a new shoe. Over time, that'll get better.
With the tempo being what it is, are there any signs that maybe more than five offensive linemen could see the field in a game, you know, rotate a few different guys in?
That's a good question. I don't know. We haven't really been practicing like that. So I think he expects everybody to be in good enough shape as to where you don't need a break.
How much do you see an increase for offensive linemen in the need to be, you know, athletic, quick, faster than sort of it was in the past?
I don't really see too much of a difference there. You're playing offensive line in the NFL. You've got to be a pretty good athlete these days. So I would say the only change is that we're getting our plays at the line. You know, there's no big difference.
That being said, did you do more cardiovascular work this offseason? Cardiovascular work this offseason to be ready for Chip's were you running more? Were you being preparing for?
Yeah, we came in and we've been doing the offseason workout with the strength guys that they hired and just been doing their program. Yeah. So it's, you know, we try to get in the best shape we can every year.
You plan to play at a lower weight?
No, probably about the same weight I've been playing it. We'll see. Look in the program.
Great job.